Okay. So, hello, my name is Carissa Goodell, and I am currently a TCC business major student. Today is October 12th, 2023. I'm interviewing students of the ESL class at TCC. This is for an oral history project, and thank you both for interviewing with me today. And can you just tell me a little bit about yourself and where you're from?
Yeah, thank you, Krista. Thank you so much for inviting us to this meeting.
Absolutely.
I'm from Afghanistan. This is the first year I'm in the United States. I'm the newcomer. Yes, I arrived with my family in the United States on 2023 on the month of February. We are recent resident in the United States, but fortunately, we have our permanent residency in the United States. We are the permanent resident. This is my second country. Hopefully, we live here forever.
Okay, that's great.
I'm so happy. I'm in the community with my US colleague, co-worker, and professional people like you.
Perfect. Awesome. Okay.
Great. So thank you. Thank you, Carissa, for the introduction. And I'm originally from Syria. The capital city is called Damascus. I'm also a new arrival here in the United States. I'm here like almost 10 months or 11 months, something like this. And I'm as well ESL student. We do attend classes together in order to improve our English language skills.
Awesome. Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
So tell me what's one thing each of you like to do for fun?
That's a good question. Let me hear first the one. He is always making the fun in our class. Hopefully.
No. You go first. You go first, Mike.
Let me ask. He is so the happy guy. Always he make a fun in the
I don't like indeed here's the thing. I try to blow off steam. Okay. So trying to find a good opportunity or anything can change what we are, avoiding any routine. It's okay to like laugh or to have fun, trying to make some drama so we can enjoy in our time. Otherwise, I mean, we're human. We can be affected by any flu or negative personality. So this is some of the things I believe that works for everyone administratively in a way that can help us to refresh at the whole time.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Absolutely.
That's great. I support really making a fun or being happy, having laugh is good for every human. As a human being, we need to be happy always, especially for the people who is new in this community, like me. Definitely, we have something we left it behind to our country. Just we are here newly. Everything is new for us. Maybe we need the things that we have in we had in our country, but not here. And also there is another terms you know better than me. We call cultural shock. To avoid from cultural shock, we have to be happy. We have to make a fun. We have to be always happy and make fun and be with a friend, with the community, to have fun, to avoid from stress and depression, because we are new in the community. We left especially the most precious things. I cannot say the things that most precious people or person or my parents, my mother and father, they left in the country. Sometimes definitely I miss them, they miss me. Definitely we need to be happy and make fun with friends in the class, in the community, everywhere. Thank you so much for asking this question. But at the moment, I try to find something to make happy everyone in this conference, to make laugh. I'm so sorry, I couldn't find any topic for laugh now.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Seems like you guys are both very happy and upbeat people.
It has a reason behind, honestly. I mean, from my perspective, since I arrived to USA, honestly, I've been amazed by the friendliness and welcoming of the American people over here. I did mention about the culture. It's something really interesting to know. A way to life, justice, that no one is above the law. This is something I would say we don't have it. Yeah. There's a lot. I mean, since you met with international students, or I believe you do have also friend overseas. Yeah. So each one come from different environments. They do have some challenges being faced. Some of them, I mean, I'm not sure about Adib, but I mean, for me, I wasn't feeling home. I wasn't feeling safe over there. But once I came here, things been changed. This is, and somehow, they all came together to change your psychology. Especially once you get interact with people. Yeah, trying to create your network, trying to know other people from other society, other, learn about the community. This is something also can help you furthermore to move on and start or establish a new life. Yeah, over to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you. In terms of security, as he mentioned, really I wasn't also feeling safe in my country, because of my past working experience with the United States government. I used to work with the United States government almost 16 years. Direct, I had contract with the US government, especially with the USAID organization, which is the big donor. It was the big donor from the United States in Afghanistan. And also I had some support for the forces and some other activities of the United States in the ground. Really, when the United States governments they came out from Afghanistan, we were not safe, especially myself and my family. Even my relatives, sometimes they ask my relative, where is Adib? Where is he? We are looking for him. But unfortunately, I was not safe. I was not in my house till I got a chance to come here with the family. Thank you from the United States government. They took us very safely from Kabul, the capital of Afghanistan. They shifted us to the Qatar Doha in the U.S. base. Then we got our SIV visa, the special immigration visa. We received the visa and we had a chance to come direct to the United States and seconded or resettled in the nice community, which is Tulsa. I like Tulsa. It is so it has so good view. It is so green place. Really, we like it. Yeah. Me and my family, really, we enjoy it. We enjoy every moment of our life from the Tulsa and Oklahoma. The people behavior is so good. I do appreciate the people behavior. They are not looking as an immigrant to me or to my family. They are looking like a part of their family.
Good. So it seems like you both have had a good experience so far being in the U.S., being in Tulsa. So that's a positive. Yeah. That is absolutely great. So let's see. So what are some challenges that you both face deciding to actually move from your home countries to Tulsa?
Yeah. For me, the big challenge was, now in Afghanistan, there is no any legal government there is some people, they take over the over control of the country, which calls Taliban. There are a group of people like Malaysia, we call for that. They are not, they don't have proper system, especially they have problem. They are so crazy and making conflict with the people who has past experience with the US government. The big challenge when I moved with my family from my country was coming to the airport. Believe me, we left our house. It was at midnight. We changed our somehow we changed our faces, our clothes to enter to the airport. And there was a program from the United States called CARE, Coordination for Relocating Efforts for Afghan Families. Already through the email, through the phone, they coordinated and they guide me how we should get to the airport. Fortunately, we had a chance to come to the airport and we had flight from Kabul to Qatar. The big challenge was moving from house to the airport. When we arrived to the Qatar Doha, we didn't face any big challenges or issue because in Qatar Doha, we were in the US military base. The security was so safe like the United States because the camp was managing and leading, the camp is leading by the United States military. We were so happy and we were so safe. We spent 2 months. The main challenge in the camp was definitely we didn't have a chance to go to the bazaar, to market, to shop some things. We were sad, especially I have only one daughter. She is 3 years and 8 months. Always she asking me, Father, when we leave this area, when we leave to the United States, at least she knows we are going to the United States. She said, my dad, is that the United States that we are, the place that we are? Then I told him, no, my daughter, United States is a very great country, very, very beautiful, a nice country. One day I will take you there. Definitely. And the camp was question of my daughter. Always she's asking me, she was a kind of depressed because there were no good playing area. And also, anyway, you know, the camp is camp. There was no any space to walk. The other challenge was, as I mentioned before, was coming from house to the airport was our big challenge. Because it was so dangerous for us. Yeah. If they know we are going from Qatar to the United States, we had the Qatar visa. We had the visa from Qatar when I was in Kabul, not the visa from the United States. If the Taliban knows or sees some documents that shows we are going to the United States, they will kill us. Really, it was very difficult time for us. They don't know where we go. Just they know we are going to Qatar. After Qatar, they were not aware where we go. Because we came in the plane had a flight from Kabul to Qatar. The other passenger was the Qatar passenger. Some small amount of family was from the U.S. alliance. We were among them. Really, it was a big challenge. Thank you from God, from Allah. He took us safe to the United States.
Gosh, you guys went through a lot to get here. That's amazing.
We had very, very bad challenges. Anyway, this was only the way to leave the country and escape to the safe place. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I hate that you had to go through that, but I'm glad you are here now.
It's okay. So sorry, may I made you unhappy.
No.
I explained very tragedy. I'm so sorry for that, yeah?
No. Like, I wanted to hear that. But I mean, I hate that you went through that, but I'm glad that you guys are here safe and sound.
Okay. But now we are happy. We are happy.
Yes.
You are safe. We receive a lot of support from the government. And also thank you for the government. They have some commitment with HASS. Now they did their commitment. The government, the United States government, had commitment with me and with my family. They did their commitment. Thank you so much for their great support.
Wow, that's amazing. Goodness.
Yeah, so Krista, if you allow me, just to ask you, because I'm curious, honestly. You're studying business.
Yes.
Right? So, I don't know how you can elaborate, but what is this interview matter with your sector, I mean, or your title of service?
So,
I'm just curious.
It's not necessarily like goes with my major. So what it actually goes is, so it's for my comp class. So it's for my English class. And so she has all of her, all of my professor students and your professor. I guess they do this every semester. They match students and they just kind of have interview about their backgrounds, being ESL students, kind of like how they started, what their plans are in the future. And so I kind of just want to embellish a little bit and kind of get to know you guys a little more. So that's why I've asked.
Definitely. So it has nothing related to a project you guys are working on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not necessarily related to my major. It's just related to the project that we're doing in our class. Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Because I wouldn't say I studied business as you are, right? But I did. I studied business administration, and I have a really good background about it. But I haven't found like anything crossed by what benefit you will get to work on an assignment, such like students will cross together and start to like. I mean, what type of project is that?
Right. So this class that I'm taking to do for this project is called prerequisite. So it's not like for the business major. So there's a set of classes we have to do before we even start our major. And so this is the last one I have to finish before, like I'm taking some of my business classes, but I have stuff that's required to take ahead of my business classes. So that's what this class is for.
Interesting. Best of
luck. I don't know how it all fits together, but.
It seems from the beginning they designed this as a way to scratch your back and scratch yours.
Right, it's like we all just kind of work together to get through these classes.
Thanks. All right,
let's see. So what made you guys decide to take the ESL class at TCC? Can you hear me?
Elder?
Yes.
Elder Adib?
Yes.
He's older than me, so I have to always
give him. No. I think this is the turn for Ahmad now, yeah? I respond the first question, how you get from your country to the United States, yeah? I explain a lot. Let me have my tea.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Then I will respond, yeah?
Okay.
Well, that's so kind of you. Thanks for giving me the floor. Indeed, my first intention is, number one, to improve my English skills, right? I have planned to enter TCC College. This is as an academic perspective, and also for my future career. I did project management training before, and I do have a gap in proposals, right? So in a way, that will help me to improve my skills, which is, I hope so. It's going to be, I mean, big movement for me. Yeah. At the same time, I'm new here, and it's good opportunity to socialize with people and see here and there. Yeah. So far, everything is going well.
Good. Okay. Sounds good.
Over to you.
Yeah. Thank you for your question, Krisa. As Ahmad said, also my target is to improve my English knowledge or in the especially I have a plan to, after a study to the ESL program, hopefully I can get a chance to pass some English proficiency test and have a chance to have further study in the United States. I have so far I have 3 degrees, but the bachelor, the postgraduate, and also master. But I have planned at least as a resident of the United States to study some universities here, especially in the public health sector. As you know, my professionality is health. I worked many years with the UCID and then through the nonprofit international organization. They are the US organization, but they had project in Afghanistan. Most of the time I had a position like project manager, like program manager, like a technical advisor, like that. I have done my experience in the public health, but at least I need to study more in this area. Hopefully, I get a chance to work some senior position in the United States through my public health scale. I feel the only improving my scale in this community is English language, why I started the ESL. It is my goal. Hopefully, I can achieve it.
Awesome, yeah. So do you both plan on taking more classes from TCC, like pursuing, well, for you, it'd be for more degrees. It sounds like you have quite a bit in your background already, but any like future plans to take more classes?
Maybe not from TCC, because as I look, as per my knowledge, I think TCC doesn't have any class like master or PhD. Mm-hmm. I have a plan, if I can, apply for some master in public health, you know, the degree called MPH, master in public health, or a PhD in public health, because I have many research paper from Afghanistan. I have implemented some study project, like we call CAP study, Knowledge, Attitude, and Practice. Knowledge, Attitude, Practice, CAP study was under the Health Promotion Department of Afghanistan, technically was and financially was supported through the US UCID. I have some experience. I have some journal, some report, some documents that shows my past experience in the public health, especially in the implementation of surveys and studies. The only source, as I do research in this community, I think is OSU, Oklahoma State University.
Yeah.
Hopefully I have a chance one day to be a student in the OSU. Okay. OSU, maybe for the master or PhD, it will be based on the requirement of the university and based on my qualification. Then we will see what chance I will have. I think the only source is the OSU. Already I did some study about the academics, which is located in Tulsa. Mm-hmm. One of the TU also doesn't have any health department. OU is also Oklahoma University. I think they don't have any public health. The only source, if I'm not correct, please correct me.
Yes,
yeah.
You're right.
If I'm not correct, please support me. Correct me, Chris. Yeah. I think the only source is OSU. Hopefully, I get a chance to study in OSU.
Yeah. Well, they have a campus actually here in Tulsa. So I've taken a couple classes at their campus in Tulsa. So yeah.
Yeah, I think they are in the downtown.
Downtown.
Mm-hmm. Downtown. Yeah.
Right on the edge of downtown. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
you'll have to go sometime and just take a tour of their campus. It's not big. It's small. It's not a live on campus.
Yeah.
It's really nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, this is a plan. Hopefully my dream become true. It's a kind
You
of
sound
dream.
very motivated, so I bet it comes true.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Ahmad.
Yeah, so thank you. Indeed, yes, I have the attention. The reason behind is I'm trying my best to practice as well self-study and seek guidance from experts and experienced educators, such our teachers that we do have at an ESL, and that was one of the reason why I have been select ESL at TCC, aside from other centers are available in Tulsa. It took me almost for 1 month to decide. After all, lack of communication and response and back and forth with other centers. I managed to decide that to join DCC. And honestly, there are many things interesting. Number one, let me say it loudly, is the academic teaching or the academic education. Yeah. And somehow, I mean, at our age, we missed it, right? So we wanna learn it in an academic way. Yeah. I learned English by myself, believe it or not. And this is my first English language course in my life.
Oh my goodness.
I had it in a difficult way. I used to have the dictionary, which is thickness is like over this. And like I was looking on the vocabulary and see the verses. And once I started in a British way, and then I entered into a lot of trouble to mix between English, between British and American. One of the funniest things happened with me at the beginning with our class that we were having the dictation, and the teacher was saying, giving us some sentence, and he was saying period, and I was writing period. Till the end, I realized that he meant dot full stop. And I was, oh, God, help me. So there are things I missed it. I don't know it. Honestly, it's a good to discover, yes. Those things you cannot learn it, I mean, in an easy way. Yeah. You have to always like look for trying to be involved, actively find an opportunity, integrate English into your daily life, reading, writing, listening, whatever. I mean, any opportunity or products or anything can be seen and so on, can help you and enable you to practice more in effective way, let's say also in academically as a discussion, contribute to project group. They're running something, they're trying to coordinate for something. It's the same way TCC is allow you to open an opportunity to have, let's say, some camps, some activity can help you to practice and to improve your English, right? Don't know. I think this is all lead to communication, personal development, and honestly, I mean, grateful for this opportunity.
I mean, it sounds like you both are, well educated. You definitely did a lot of research before you decided to take the EL class. So have you guys had a good experience in your ESL class and with your professor? Everything's going okay with that?
Yeah. Actually, in TCC campus, we found ourselves, especially myself, I'm so happy with the environment, with the professors. Really, they are so cooperative, so supportive, and they are well-experienced people. And also, they know, one day I had a feedback for my professor. I told her, really, you are so great people. You know how to deal with the with the students. Also, another dimension with Daniel, let me mention his name. I told him, really, this is not only the academy, the college. It's a place for the behavior change or exchange, cultural exchange environment. Well, as mentioned before, and we have many friends from different countries in TCC. As we have many friends, we experiencing many cultural, many languages, many accents. Really, we enjoy from the environment of the TCC. If in TCC I find the place that I want to study at the future, believe me, I will continue. I will stay in TCC. I found it very good place, and with good management. But unfortunately for me, after the English class, there is no any place in TCC. But I think TCC is good because, as I know, the TCC has engineering faculty. Yeah, I think they have. But they have the medical part only for nursing, some nursing or some midwifery they have. But I need to study in public health because my past experiences related to the public health. It was a public health, and also two of my degrees in the public health. I need to have further study in the public health sector.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe it is difficult to me to leave the TCC, but right. I have to leave. Yeah.
Right. You have no more, leave. No further to go in TCC. So
yeah. But I have to leave. Yeah.
Okay.
Loud and clear. Yeah, I'm listening.
So, you've had a good experience too, as well, just like Adim has, like with your professors or the class you're taking, everything has gone so good for you so far. Okay.
Perfect. Yeah.
I like to hear that.
Yeah. You should join.
I honestly didn't even know we had this class until they're like, you're going to be interviewing some ESL students. And I'm like, well, tell me about it. I didn't even know this was even an option.
Yeah.
So
it's okay. They've taken it more serious. I mean, compared with other entities. Yeah.
Yeah.
Teachers themselves are qualified, which is something really nice. Introductions being provided, I believe, to each student was exactly correct. Shows that they have the principles, they have values, they have standards working on it. All the teachers, they do have a large experience teaching English language for foreigner as a second language. They know the techniques. Many of them has been played different roles, whether they were providing writing skills or speaking, grammars and other things. You are in a specific class, let's say you are in writing class, right? So writing, you go with special instructions about how to improve your writing skills, right? And if the teacher found that you had a mistake with one of those grammars has been written, let's say it's tenses, right? So the way how she is correcting you is really nice. She's also refreshing your memory by remembering the tenses and the way to use it correctly. So yeah, overall it was really something nice and appreciated.
That's good. I'm starting my second year there, and so far all of the professors have been absolutely.
Do visit us sometimes, whenever you have time.
Yeah. Which is, you know, starting college later in life, like I did, I was a little bit worried, but they've actually made it very easy. So yes, I love them all. Okay.
I plan to study business as well here. So maybe later I can reach you for your guidance. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because I just changed my major. I actually was going for my nursing major because that's what I do now, is I work in the medical field. But I like the business side of it better than actually the forefront of being in the medical field. So I kind of veered off and went towards the business route, and actually I like it better. So okay. I got a conclusion question to get us wrapped up here. So, what advice would you guys give to a student who is thinking about taking the ESL class? Wants to go first? Do you want to go first?
Actually, I couldn't hear, catch well. Yeah, would you please repeat the
Yeah,
question?
absolutely. So what advice, we're gonna for conclusion, what advice would you give to anybody who's planning on taking an ESL class? What advice would you give them?
Actually, for every immigrant, especially from my country, which I'm in contact with them, my advice would be positive to them. They need to take the class. Every immigrant, when we came in the United States, thank you from some organization or association like there is some immigration organization like YWCA and also and the other immigration offices like Catholic Charities. They're supporting the people. They are supporting the providing the English courses, English classes in many places and many levels for the immigrant people. For the initial steps, it is very useful. It is so good for everyone to have those class. But if the people want to study further in the United States, or they want to have a good job or in the job, especially in the office, in the especially in the management side, I would advise to them they should have the ESL. I know everyone when they came in the United States, somehow they had past experience working with the United States government. They know some English, and they have some knowledge of the English language, but it's not much proper. To be learning this language in proper way, to be more proficient, I think ESL program, especially which is implemented by the TCC, it is so good, so useful for everyone. I would advise to them, they should go there and pass the evaluation test and see their knowledge where they are. Then they should continue from that stage. That is my advice.
That's good advice. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, I agree with you. If you allow me to elaborate further, I mean, for each person, in a way, the objective or the target will be different. Now, there would be circumstances or motivation things, why he decided, why he's planning to join or to improve his English, and why he's going to select ESL based at TCC or not. It might be schedule not fit his time, so he won't be able to join ESL. So there are a number of motivation point. If I'm not sure if I could not, if I could understand your point, why exactly we have, why we exactly, what is your advice for ESL student, or what is our advice for someone want to study English, I mean, in general.
Yeah, basically, what advice would you give them if they were looking into studying it? Would you advise them to do it? Is there something, is kind of like a is there a process that you build would build up to taking it? Kind of like if there's any different steps you would recommend them do, anything different than the way you did it, maybe?
Yeah. So from my opinion, let me summarize it like this way, okay? Aside from those things, as I said, each one has a target, right? He wants to study English as a second language. So either it's for a career profession or for academic purpose, it would be something that he's looking for. The advice would be, he need to set up a criteria, right? Look at the educational opportunities are available and see what things can match what his need exactly, what he's looking for. There might be something would be global. It might match his interest or not. It could be for career purpose. Maybe ESL would be a great for him. As example, I mentioned about writing skills, and it's good for me to help me learn the correct academic structure or formal way of writing skills. For others, maybe they would be have no any interest with it, so they won't be able to get it, or they are not interested for it. So there are other options available from TCC, right? To go, whether if you want speaking only, or you want grammars, you want to help you grammars. So there is a number of motivation that help each one of them. However, at the same time, this is called an opportunity, whether if it is personal development, that is the purpose, or if it is required from you to reach a level of English performance to enable you to join something that you are planning to. It's a wide thing. I cannot be certain specific in some area, but as I said, from my perspective, I see you have to set up or draft down what is your plan, what is your goal, what are you aiming to, why you are here. As I've seen some students, they are in the wrong place, right? It's in a way, they are attending the classes with us, but they have no interest or they don't have any motivation to learn, okay? Will we do... We all human, we do have pressure sometimes, right? We do miss something, yeah? Sometimes we may not able to do a homework, yeah? Because we were busy or our brain was not there, but this is could be 5%, right? Not 100% or 90%. Right. So it's again, it's based on the person himself. Before you decide to do something, there is in a rule, learn it from business. Set up your plan. What's your goal? Where are you aiming to? What do you want? And set up your schedule. How are you going to work on it? Okay? You want to improve your English? Do you want to do that? How serious you are? How farther you can go for to reach your target? What is your limit? Okay? After describing all those and draft it down, then look up for opportunity, what you have. And this is what I like in ESL, honestly. They do have flexible options. Either if you cannot do it at morning shift, you can do it afternoon. This is something really nice. The way to help you, if you want TOEFL, they do have a TOEFL. If you want to improve your English at a certain level, they do help you based on their availability, of course. But you get an opportunity, try to stick with it and don't give up. This is the successful people too, right?
Right. You both, that's good advice. Both of you, that's excellent advice. So in conclusion, do you guys have any questions for me?
Are you based in Tulsa?
Do you mind?
Are you based in Tulsa?
I live right outside of Tulsa. I don't actually. Yeah, so I live in a little town called Kellyville. It's about 10 minutes from Tulsa. It's just to the west of Tulsa. I lived in Tulsa for 35 years. I'm not originally from Tulsa, but moved here, loved it, and been here ever since.
You are living in Oklahoma State or outside Oklahoma?
So it's in Oklahoma. It's just about 10 minutes from Tulsa. So I live in a little town called Kellyville. So about 10 minutes from Tulsa.
10 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
It's not far away.
No, not far at all. No, I was raised in Tulsa, but moved outside of Tulsa about 10 years ago. So
okay, that's great. That's great.
I thought you are an Okie over there. I mean, in Oklahoma, not in Tulsa City. Therefore, I ask you whether if you are based in Tulsa or in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, so I'm closer to Tulsa. So I'm based in Tulsa. I'm about an hour and a half from Oklahoma City. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you're studying in TCC as well, or no?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So I'm in TCC. Right now I'm taking all of my classes. So like this semester, nice. I'm taking 4 classes.
How do you find it so far?
I like it. I like the school setting. I work better with pressure. So, you know, working full time, taking classes full time, I tend to do better. And I love TCC. I like the flexibility because I have to work. So I like it that I can go to class in the evenings or online, and it gives me more more time to fit everything in my schedule, basically.
Yeah. Which class have you studied in TCC? What was your class?
So this semester I'm taking my Composition 2 class. I'm taking Intro to Business, Intro to Entrepreneurship, and then I'm taking a Financial Accounting class.
Okay, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
And now are you working somewhere?
Yeah. So I actually I run 2 doctor's offices in Tulsa.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
That's good for you.
Yeah. Thank
Wish you best of luck. And smoothly project.
Well, I really appreciate you guys doing this with me and interviewing, taking the time out. If you have any questions, like, feel free to email me. I'll do my best to answer or see if I can't find an answer. I'll email you, Ahmad, and we'll discuss further what we need to about the consent to try to see if I can answer any questions that you have. Okay.
Yeah. And if you need anything in entrepreneurship program or in general about the entrepreneurs modules and the key achievement and other things, let me know. I'm ready to help because I do have a good experience and livelihood.
Great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right. Well, thank you guys.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Bye. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Thank you.